Audrey, the Grand Prix is on. Reminding everyone, go to pvgp.org. It's through the 15th. All the action has just started tonight. So many great things going on, and it all benefits autism, which is what's fantastic. It's been going on for, I think, over 30 years now. So this is a Pittsburgh tradition to have the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix in town. And Covestro is a tradition here in Pittsburgh as well, too, for crying out loud. I mean, you can't say awesome. Pittsburgh without thinking of Covestro and all the great work that you guys do. So thanks for stopping out and hanging out with us. Audrey, we're taking a quick break. I'm going to rev our engines, right?
And, absolutely.
Have some fun. Get a maybe a quick fuel stop or something like that along the way.
No stops.
Anyhow, this is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We love all things technology and all things automotive. Learn more about us at pghtech.org and have yourself a quick break with us. We'll be right back after this one. Welcome back. You are listening to Tech Vibe Radio, and it is our Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix show. We are nerding out on all things automotive Grand Prix, because it is that time of year. It is July in Pittsburgh. I can smell the fumes already.
Oh, my God.
I love the smell.
So bad.
I love the smell of
gasoline.
He's
so bad. We should just hurry up and introduce our guest before
Absolutely.
He gets inhalation problems.
Paul Vorbach from HV3D.
Absolutely, thank you.
And you're no stranger to Tech Vibe Radio.
I am not. I have. My golden-throated warble has graced the airwaves once
it's
before.
It's true, your warble. And you. We're going to warble a little bit more and talk about you once again restoring cars for a living.
Well, I am now more on the techie side, involved with the 3D printing of parts for some of those restorations.
I know,
so
like,
that's the
what
cool
are
part.
You printing?
Well, if you've got an old car, and you name it, and we are certainly game to try.
Really? So give us some examples.
Recently, there were some hood latches, for example, for a 1921 Kissel.
1921?
I can get those on J.C. Whitney anytime.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Lucky to
Wait
find.
Wait a second. So it's a latch
it's
for
a,
the hood.
It's a metal latch that goes on this hood. It's very prominent on the car, and apparently there was a restorer, not from around here, but from down in Florida, working on this car, and the original ones were lost in transit to the chrome shop, so they needed to
so
get
the hood
a
popped
set.
Up.
So, well, the problem came in that they needed four of these, like, pretty quickly.
Pretty fast, right?
And so they totally. Sent me the one of them that they had, that they borrowed from a gentleman who had a car like this with the same latch on it, and I was able to reproduce it, and we had X1 out here in Irwin print the parts for us, and made them, got them together, and sent them on down to this guy. And
that's crazy.
It is
How
crazy.
Big is that latch?
The latch is itself, it's actually multiple parts. The latch is probably about 3.5-4 inches tall, kind of a T-shaped thing, with a spring inside. And
oh, really?
And, you know, it basically, there's a cleat that sits on the hood, and then this latch attaches to the fender on this older car, and you literally, the spring, you pull up on the handle and set the base of the handle onto the cleat. And
like,
that, there's four of them
on here.
Can
you imagine the design compared
well,
to today?
Crazy.
That's
oh, yeah.
crazy.
You know, but you do get to see some bizarre old parts that just come through, and you know, sometimes they need a part that's in plastic, sometimes it's in metal, most of the time it's a metal part.
How long did it take you to
that one that. We were pretty quick on that one. Actually, I was able to produce the design, get the design down within a couple of days total time. I mean, it was, you know,
And so how
hours.
Do people find you now?
Well, you know, on the internet, of course, we have a,
right.
you know, your basic website and things, as well as some advertising in some enthusiast magazines.
Mm-hmm.
I have a minimal budget, I'm afraid, at this point. And, you know,
right.
It's a fledgling business, so you know, anybody that wants to throw some cash, please see me
yeah.
after the show.
Plus, give us your phone number.
It's
yeah.
a tight
the
community.
Phone number will be ringing.
Exactly. I would love that.
It's a tight community because when people are restoring
it's
cars,
be a tight
they know
community.
When good work has been done. And someone yes. says, no, I got a part, and this guy printed it for me. I think word starts to spread pretty quickly because you're a car restorer at heart.
Well,
you had
know,
this
I,
problem
actually,
of not
yes.
having the parts, and you're like, how do I get these parts? I can print them.
Yes, exactly. But it's kind of expands beyond that now, because you do have people that are enthusiasts that have custom cars, customization, something they want to do for a unique look or something personalized, and the technology is there for them as well. And so, you know, it's just really a great application of a very cutting edge kind of technical thing into this vintage world, and the vintage Grand Prix is right dead in the center of that whole.
So I assume you're going to be hanging out the Grand Prix. I'd be putting cards on everybody's windshield wiper at the car show, because
don't you have a lot of fans there?
Well, we have had some people that that do know who the heck we are, you know, when we come wandering in, and it's nice to see friends. You know, and over time, you know, there is, like you said, there is a community out there of enthusiasts, and you do see the same, some of the same faces, and they're all just wonderful people too, by the way. And you know, should anybody go and see, go to the Grand Prix, you know, they can walk up to virtually anybody that's a car owner.
Someone will talk to you about their car.
Someone, you know, like, I touch their car.
Well, you don't really want to do that. That's the protocol.
My dog got close to a car.
Don't breathe on the car.
But then there's all these people who bring their dogs and their family and their picnics, and they're all out there.
It is unique to the Grand Prix. There are so many, you know, Pittsburgh is actually quite a car mecca. There is a lot of car stuff that goes
really,
on around
compared
here.
To Detroit.
Sure. I would say yes.
That's interesting. You know, I never thought about it that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know. Well, you know, everything from the self-driving things that are going on, which is huge, of course.
Putting Pittsburgh on the map.
But if you go look around, I mean, they, recently they just had the AACA, which is the Antique Auto Club of America. They just, in Greensburg, they just had their national meet a couple of weeks ago.
Interesting.
You know, here in the Greensburg area.
Didn't know that.
If you go on to carcruises.com, and you will find a car cruise any night of the week with some very, very fine automobiles.
Now, speaking of fine automobiles, you guys restore some pretty fine automobiles. The first time I met you, there was, I think it was a 55 Mercedes
Gullwing,
SL Gullwing, and I think it was going to Amelia Island.
It
so
was.
You're doing parts and restorations for really high-end. Yes. I mean, Amelia Island's about as good as it gets. It's right there with Pebble Beach and so forth.
It is. It is. It's sort of the East Coast version of Pebble Beach, and it is... you know, again, if you're a car person and you get a chance to do the Amelia Island show, it's a great place to go. Amelia, what I like about Amelia, too, is it has a little bit of a slant towards competition cars in addition to, you know, a lot of the old regular restorations. And they always have some racing drivers from days of old and things like that there that you can, you know, come up and get their autograph. They're very, very, very nice people.
So we are now talking to Paul Vrbak at HV3D. What's your website?
It is www.hv3dworks.com.
And so that's the best way to find
that's
you,
the
right?
That's the best way to find me. And, you know, it doesn't have to be car parts. We certainly, you know, anything otherwise unique, it can be, you know, there's airplane parts, there's tractor parts, boat parts, or just something custom for around the house.
So you can do almost, if it can be made, you can print it.
Pretty much, you know. I mean, you know, there's been very little that we haven't been able to
do. Is there a size limitation at some point?
There are some size limitations, but, you know, that... you know, so far, what the size limitation tends to end up doing is give you some limitations on the type of materials you can work on.
Ah, okay.
As opposed to necessarily can't do it at all. But
right.
But the guys at X1, their process will do a part upwards of 30 inches in length.
Oh, and,
you know, so that's a pretty big part.
I'm waiting for the day when you can digitally print me an entire 1973 Porsche 911 RSR.
There you go.
And then, you know, I can have a $3 million car for maybe a couple hundred thousand
dollars. Well, we have, curiously enough, we have done the fuel injection stack for a 73 RSR.
You have. See, I'm not too far off base here. That's
so,
what I'm
talking
about.
One part already done.
So. All right, so they've got about a million more to go. Give me a call, and I'll be happy to pick my car up. That's just so exciting.
So
I love the fact that you developed this because you're restoring cars, and you obviously you run these situations where you cannot get the part.
Oh, yeah.
But you need that part. I mean, if you don't have it, it's not a complete restoration. So you're like,
exactly.
Wait a second, we can solve this problem.
It is, you know, it's definitely a boutique industry, a niche, but it's an interesting niche. You know, and it was driven by need, and then let's find a solution, and then this solution seemed to be out there, and as such, we're on the leading edge of this sort of thing, and therefore you do push the envelope a bit.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I won't say everything is a home run, but we sure
give it a try
and work with people on making it good.
So, what's your most? What are you most excited about for this year's Grand Prix?
Oh, just the overall participation. I think that, you know, it's such a great and unique to Pittsburgh event. You know, the fact that it's a street course that through Schenley Park, it's the only street course where this sort of thing is done in the country. And that they involve pit race. It's 10 days of just homage to cars. It really is. And, you know, there's multiple ways in which people can be involved in it, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can, but you don't have to. And certainly going to like British Car Day and the car show, and that, which is totally free to the public, to just go up there and see and talk to people and enjoy cars and people and the event. The event's a blast.
Sounds like a complete and total
plan
to me.
That's great. Anything that you wanted printed. Sounds like this guy can do.
HD3DWorks.com. Just as simple as that.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much.
And if you need a car restoration, you can help people out with that as well, too.
As well.
Through your other sites, through your company there as well, too. I love it, Audrey. I'm fired up.
I know you are.
I'm encouraging everyone.
You're always fired up.
I am. I'm extra fired up. It's like I have high-octane fuel going through my veins right now.
Yeah, that's and like how many cups of espresso today?
Exactly right. Only 3 or 4. Keeping low, but if you go to pvgp.org, there's a whole schedule of events there. It's super family friendly. All the proceeds go towards autism, which is just fantastic. And really, it's a great way to nerd out and hang out with other people who are really into cars. And you're in Pittsburgh at the best time of year in July. All the way around, can't get around it. So, anyhow, I'll keep it at that. Anyhow, we're winding today's show up. Audrey, I think I'm going to put it into high gear and get home and burn some rubber.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to burn rubber on
my
new car. Oh, nope.
Okay. Yeah, your tires are new. You want to keep them that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you are getting snow tires for this winter.
I think our last guest convinced me about snow tires.
I think so. Anyhow, thanks again for tuning in, everybody. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council since 1983, helping tech companies succeed. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. And I'll see you at the Grand Prix.
For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who've served our country, guys like me. Support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Learn how you can help at veteranscrisisline.net.